Hallelujah. Oh, is there one more?
For a sun and a shield is the Lord God. Grace and glory he bestows. The Lord withholds no good thing from those who walk in sincerity.
How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord mighty. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth.
Hallelujah. 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 The Lord be with you. Read it from Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher. But when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice a splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not see, when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. What do you think these have in common? St. Patrick, St. Francis Xavier, St. Boniface, St. Augustine of Canterbury, St. Damien of Zwister, Junipero Serra, and Mother Cabrini. They're all great missionaries, all of them. And they're missionaries in converting many, many people. And one we celebrate today is St. Peter Claver, really an extraordinary priest. He was born in Spain, and he went to Colombia when in his 30s was ordained a Jesuit priest. And basically his work was helping the slaves. There would be thousands of slaves who were passing from Africa into Colombia and to other places, and about a third of them would actually die in the way because of inhuman conditions. So when they would be disembarking, he would be there with some helpers, and he would welcome them. He would give them something to eat. He'd actually cleanse their wounds, and those who were weakest and sickest, he'd help them. Oh. It would help their, especially those who are most vulnerable. So, St. Peter Claver ended up by baptizing 300,000. Imagine that, like almost a third of a million. That's almost unthinkable, isn't it? No. But one of his biggest problems was every time the boat would arrive, he'd almost faint because he would know he'd have to encounter the terrible smell of these slaves that were traveling from Africa without any hygiene or anything. He had to beg for the grace to be able to go there. And once he begged for the grace, he was able to he couldn't speak their language, so he would smile at them and he'd get some interpreters. Then he'd teach them the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Creed. And then he'd baptize them. Now, he would baptize so many that he'd have to give them a Christian name. And he'd call one John, Peter, and James. John, Peter, James. John, Peter, James, because... so he'd give them the three apostles' names. So as a result of this, many people were brought to Christ and saved. He would go out in the public. He would go out in the public square and be preaching missions also. And the end of his life, he was preaching a mission, and he got sick, and he ended up by being paralyzed the last 4 years of his life, paralyzed. And he was confined to bed, and one of the slaves was the one that would have to treat him. And the slave would give him his food. When he was walking from where the food was prepared to his house, the slave would eat half of his meal. And he was and just treated him with a real disdain. And all that time, those 4 years, he accepted it for the salvation of these people. So he actually called himself the slave of the slaves, St. Peter Claver. So one last idea. The two greatest missionaries last century were obviously John Paul II and Mother Teresa. They're the greatest missionaries. John Paul II, he wrote a document on missionary activity, and it's Missio Redentoris, the mission of the Redeemer. He said that all of us from baptism are called to be missionaries. All of us from baptism are called to be missionaries. Bishop Barron points out that what is the biggest religious group in our country? Non-practicing Catholics. That's the biggest religious group. Non-practicing Catholics. I think we have to ask ourselves, how can we bring back non-practicing Catholics? That should be heavy on our heart. And I would say, pray for the grace every month to bring back some non-practicing Catholic to the church. So it'd be 12 a year. What do you think? I think it's worth the effort. I'll accept the challenge. So, well, it's easy for you, a priest. Well, maybe it is a little bit easier, but I think trying to bring someone back to the Catholic faith is very, very, very pleasing to God. And I'll end with a very consoling note. I don't know if you've ever read the letter of St. James. Very short, just five short chapters. The last verse, St. James says this: whoever brings back a wandering soul to the faith saves his soul and expiates a multitude of sins. Wow. You like that? Whoever brings back a wandering soul saves his own soul and expiates a multitude of sins. Our salvation, expiate a multitude of sins, means what? Less time in purgatory. So it's worth the effort to try to bring the wandering souls, the lost sheep, to the Good Shepherd. So, I don't know about any of you, but when you read the lives of saints, you almost feel embarrassed. You see how much they do and how little we do. So, let's allow someone like St. Peter Claver to encourage us to be modern missionaries. Amen. Jesus Christ, on the nature of a slave, took on the nature of a slave to set us free. To him, let us pray. Hear us and speedily rescue us.
For those who are enslaved by poverty and oppression,